Grace and peace to you, dear Heart Dweller family. Mother Claire began. I am here, Blessed Mother. Oh, thank you for coming. Thank you so very much. I kissed her hand. Mother Mary responded, You have proven yourself trustworthy in many things. That is why I have come. These messages are to circulate around the world. I know you will be faithful. Thank you for trusting me and all of us. O Lord, you have invited me into your inner circle. How precious is that? Blessed Mother continued, We were talking about the times, how unstable and dangerous they are. But if you keep your eyes on Him, you will have peace in the midst of turmoil. You must keep your eyes on Jesus always, especially in the most terrifying moments. Claire, you have a tendency to want to hear and see what man says is going on. Yet this is not accurate. So I ask you to keep your hearts and minds stayed on the Lord. I bless you now with the grace of remembrance in times of turmoil. I am here. You are with me. There is much tension right now in this hour, not just here, but around the world. So many genocides and attacks are being planned. So many. This is why he weeps. What you have seen so far is nothing like what is going to come forth. That is why it is so important to prepare others. It will become increasingly important to settle all uneasiness with God so that you can focus on those who need your prayers. The enemy will try to turn you all inward. Pay no attention to him. Rather, brush off his nefarious suggestions and keep your brother in prayer. So much is planned. So much is hanging in the air. All are doing their very best to keep it positive, but the situation with China is critical. You are truly becoming a community of prayer. It is beautiful. Your worst enemy is the one who turns your eyes off of the Lord or onto yourself. This is in an attempt to cause you such consternation that you cannot think of your brother or the world, which is increasingly in need of deep intercession. If you are aware of this, you can stop it. Yes, you can skip right over it and keep going. In time, this will become a good habit and short-circuit the enemy's attempts to shut down prayer. I cannot stress to you enough that this has worked for all your Christian lives, and you must now conquer this because you cannot afford to take your mind off the ongoing battle. Recognize anything that comes at you to undermine your peace. This is a sign that the enemy is attacking. I wish for you all to be hyper-vigilant in this regard. You are going to see a major increase in grace as you practice self-forgetfulness, not only in worrying about your own perfection, but also when it comes to self-denial and food. Understand that the less comfort you derive from food, the more comfort you will receive in the Spirit. This is an unflagging rule that has stood behind the great ascetics of old. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. This is why they went out to the desert to bring their flesh into submission. There is still much you all can do as a community to accomplish this end. When you are tempted, hold up the pleasure from that food next to the inner joy you feel when you are connected to the Spirit, and see beyond this world, understanding things much deeper and more sublime. That was the end of Blessed Mother's message. God bless you, dear family, and may He grant you His peace.